Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Thursday. Oh, Mitt Romney today. Some of the stuff that we have that's going on here, particularly religion and Mitt Romney, will be joined here by Sean Spicer. We saw Sean Spicer in the news, and Dan was able to get him about all this shortness stuff with Bloomberg. Our buddy Selena Zito, you know, she's the one that is the most pro-Trump maybe journalist out there, prints a column way back when, a book that President Trump's going to win. She was at the Bloomberg event, and she differs with me. She thinks that Bloomberg played pretty well. We'll have to remind her based upon yesterday's stuff that we found on this. But right now here on the Dom Show, let's go to Sean Spicer on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sean, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be back, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, Sean, we saw some of your comments, I guess tongue-in-cheek or whatever. We talked about Bloomberg and the lift and the height and all that, and he fires back at Trump. You made some remarks. You were in the news. What do you think? Is that a good tactic? I think it is, because I think he's an authoritarian guy and it plays well. What do you think?
You mean the attack that Bloomberg's leveling on Trump or vice versa?
Oh, the Trump on Bloomberg, the shortness, the mini mic, all those things.
So I think one, look, as a guy that's 5'6", I'm not a big fan of making fun of short people. But here's the thing that's interesting about the attack is that Bloomberg goes after Trump and talks about how the fact that he lies about his weight and his, you know, skin color and all this. And here's a guy who Bloomberg, who lies about his height, tells people he's what, 5'11 or something, according to reports. And it's like, if you're going to hit Trump, then you better make sure that you're not, you know, in the same boat, if you will. And that's the thing that I find ironic is here he is trying to say that, you know, oh, look how dishonest Trump is. He lies about his weight and all this stuff. And it's like, well, great, you lie about your height. I mean, you can't live in glass houses and throw stones. And I think that's what Trump's calling out Bloomberg more than anything else.
Well, I thought he was just insulting him. This is the easiest angle of attack. And all right, Sean, well, Mitt Romney yesterday, I was a little bit surprised, but with Mitt Romney, you never can be surprised. And the regrettable thing is Romney citing his religion on this. That seems to me the number one thing that has really rubbed people wrong.
I'll tell you, here's the thing. I've always said this. I wrote it in my book that I hate when people talk, but it's like, I think your relationship with God is yours. And if you think that you're a great Catholic or a great Jew or a great Muslim, that is between you and your God, right? And I think that when I hear people like Pelosi or Romney talk about it and use it as a political talking point, it opens themselves up for criticism. I don't believe that you should ever criticize somebody's religion. I hate when people talk about my religion my belief or, you know, what kind of Catholic I am or President Trump doesn't believe this or that. You don't know what's in someone's heart and what relationship they have with God or what kind of forgiveness they're asking for or guidance but when Romney does that, it opens it up. And I watched a lot of the comments on Twitter and social media where it was like, really, was it your same religion that made you pro-life, move to Massachusetts, become pro-choice, move back to Utah, become pro-life? I mean, it's, you open yourself up. If you're going to cite your religion as a public reason for justifying something, then I think you also open yourself up for criticism. And it's the same way, I think, with families. Families, in my opinion, are pretty much off limits on politics in terms of young kids and spouses. But if you then want to go out and talk about your family and your kids and your wife and how great of a family person you are, then you are inviting criticism if you're, you know, cheating on your wife or deadbeat dad or what have you. And so Romney, frankly, brought this on himself. This was, to me, a self-inflicted wound. He could have said everything he said without bringing his own religion into this. And so I just, it was unfortunate because I am generally one to say keep someone's religion out of it, let their relationship with God be between them and God, and not have to be subject to criticism. But Romney was the one who injected himself or injected his own religion
right.
into
and therefore, Sean Spicer with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Sean, particularly, you know, I was one of the defenders, and based upon what you're saying, what I remember, you would defend Romney too. There's nothing wrong that he's a Mormon. He had to go through that whole thing. This puts the spotlight back. I can't imagine they're happy with that, because it's a religion here in Philadelphia that's growing by leaps and bounds, but there's still some difficulties if you're a public figure and you're a Mormon. There's still some bias against that out there, and Romney's got to know that.
Yeah, I think that might be something I really haven't thought about that aspect on. I mean, more of what I've been talking about is, I don't care what religion you are. If you want to inject your religion and your beliefs into your political, you know, philosophy or justifications, then you're gonna end up with the criticism that goes along with that. And I think to your point, you know, being Mormon in a lot of places injects a whole nother element in it that might not exist with other religions. And you're right. I don't have any, you know, deep insight into the Mormon church these days, but I wonder, you know, to your point, whether or not they're excited to have to relive some of this just when I think they were probably getting past it.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. Now, the dancing, who knew when we used to know you over at the RNC and then in your role in the White House, have you always been that good? Particularly, were you well received internally, or did people not like it that Sean Spicer was advancing as far as you did?
Yeah, so let me take issue with the first thing that you said, and God bless you, thank you for the compliment, but I still don't think I'm good. So I got better. I don't think anybody in the world would think I'm good, but I appreciate and love you for that, Don. I will tell you this. I was extremely nervous going to the show. I thought, you know what, screw it. I'm tired of the haters. I'm going to do something that I think is fun and different. And so I was comfortable with the decision, but I'm not going to lie to you. I was very nervous. And the media haters were one thing, you know, the New York Times and CNN and all these people acting as though a reality show about dancing was this huge issue, that how dare they invite him to do this? I mean, what's next? Maybe he'll be on Survivor. I mean, those are the big issues that the country has to grapple with. But the cast, the crew, everybody was amazing. And when I started the show, they said, you know, you really join a family. And I kind of went, oh, okay, whatever. And it's really true. I mean, just, I really do. I miss being part of the day-to-day of that show, because it really is a great, great group of people that put it together, that are part of it. And I really am excited. I was really pleased and honored to have been part of it. And you know, to the point where if they said, hey, we want you to do it again, I don't know that my wife and kids would be as excited. Not because they didn't love the show, but I honestly looked down at my Marriott app the other day, and I'm like, I spent 125 days on the road last year. And I think, you know, when I did the show, I thought, okay, this will be a 3-week stint. It'll be fun, and then I'll get to go back to my job. And, you know, here we are in November, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Now, my producer wants to know, do you have any plans to be on The Masked Singer?
You know, the thing that's hysterical about that question, it's the same, a lot of the same people, I should say. I mean, that's what's so funny. It's like the same set, a lot of the same executives. So of all the shows, that might be one that I could probably talk my way into. But I think if you thought I couldn't dance, oh my God, wait till you try to hear me sing.
That would be a lot of fun. Where do we find Sean Spicer right now? What are you up to, Sean? You working on another book, or what are you doing?
I'm in my kitchen making breakfast.
Okay.
I just worked out. That's where you can find. No, SeanSpicer.com is where all things Sean are. I've got a couple announcements at the end of February, so hold tight. If you sign up there, you'll get to know them all. But I actually, you know, Instagram at Sean M. Spicer. If you want to see what I look like, my first congressional ID I posted from 1989 today. And I'm getting a little haze. Apparently, some folks, I grew up in Rhode Island, but apparently the picture appears to show me in a mullet when I my first job in the Senate. So
that's a definite mullet, Dom. Sean's sporting a mullet.
It's a mullet. I would not be putting that out. I've never done a mullet, not even a shag, so I don't know anything about that fashion statement. Hey,
if
Sean,
if I'd known it was a mullet then, I don't think I would have done it. That was the longest. I swear to God, I joined the military in 1999, and my hair hasn't ever been close to that long again. So
Good stuff. Hey, Sean, thank you. SeanSpicer.com. Please come back again when these announcements are up. We'd love to talk with you again.
You bet. Love you. Thanks, Tom.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.